You're listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and it's time to get some bizarre news from around the world. And my heart's in my mouth because lately, blind journalist Paul Bryce has been bringing us some rather strange stories. Is it the same today?
Well, it is. I'm a bit worried. My heart's in my chest. It can't fit anywhere else.
Yes, well, I've got a big heart.
Yes, I know. Yes, you are.
I must take the tablets.
You must indeed. Now... Yes. Sorry, I interrupted you. What were you going to say?
No.
No, there you go. We both said no. Good. Shall I continue?
Yep.
Good, I will. Imagine, if you will, reading your own obituary.
I don't think I will, thank you.
This is done before. But this happened to an amateur footballer who plays for a team in Dublin, in one of the leagues. They reported that he had been killed in a car crash.
Oh, dear. Like Paul McCartney?
I don't think so, but he hadn't. And they even went so far, the league, as to postpone matches and have minute silence and applause and all this sort of thing that they do. And this guy's fine.
And now he's
hated? Absolutely fine. No, he's sort of like, hang on a minute.
You'll end up with his own church. You're back.
Yes.
So how did it come about? Why did the rumour start?
Well, this is being investigated, of course.
That, could be malicious.
Somebody got a very wrong end of stick.
Yeah. I mean, I've done that a couple of times with certain celebrities. I mean, poor David Gates. I had him long gone at the age of 57.
David Gates, the bread man.
Yeah, and apparently he's still using his loaves. He's still around.
Fair enough.
So there you go. So I do apologise for that. Yeah. That's false information. I have Jeff Goldblum. He laughs quite a lot because he was dead as well for a while.
Yes.
And he quite enjoys that story, wherever it came from.
Yes. Yeah, it's amazing where this... So, you know, beware of this news.
And always pay back the insurance money.
Yes. Now I've got some news for you. I don't know how to break this to you. This could be quite a shock. So I hope you're sitting.
Okay, I'm clenching.
Good. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is straightening.
No.
Yes, by an inch and a half.
On its own?
No. I must confess, they do have to have certain works performed to make it completely safe so it doesn't collapse.
Hmm.
But it has since 1990. They've been doing this work. And it's been straightened by an inch and a half. But it is still leaning.
Yeah. It's interesting how you celebrate a failure.
Yes.
Because you imagine, you know, if we went round doing that with blocks of flats, your lifts just wouldn't work. Well, not conventional lifts, anyway.
The people who are screaming at the radio saying they don't work anyway.
Well, yes. We have our sympathies for that. I have a lift that I use every day. And for a spell there, you never knew whether it was on or not. And in fact, I jumped out, this is a little side story. I jumped out and to get my lift the other day, and there was a man in it. And he had all these signs, wet floor signs, and he says, I'm going to be stopping at every floor on the way down. So I went, knock yourself out. So I went, and I thought, I ran like a gazelle to the stairwell, and down there like Paul Newman in Tower and Inferno. And I went to the other lift on the evens. And there was another man in that lift, so I'm going down. But he actually took me down. He was nice. He took me down. He says, I'm here all day anyway. He says, I'll just drop you down. I thought it was awful nice of him.
Yeah, but his colleague didn't feel the same.
No, he's obviously, my job's very important.
Yes.
So there you go. Probably if I came in last night and fell on a wet floor, he'd be like, see, told you. Anyway, that's bizarre enough.
It is indeed.
So the Leaning Tower of Pisa is a bit straighter.
Is a bit straighter, yes. Hey-ho. Now, a couple of... airborne stories to wrap up this segment. And the first one would absolutely terrify me if this happened. Hand gliding. And I have done this.
You have not, have you?
I've done the paragliding thing where you...
You have?
I did, many years ago.
You don't even like stand on a stool.
No, I don't. But I just did it. I don't know what persuaded me to do it. So imagine this. There's an American couple on holiday in Switzerland. The guy thinks, I'd love a go at that. And he gets on, and then he realises that the only thing he's got between him and death is the pilot.
Who's behind him?
Yes, and he's hanging on to the pilot, because the pilot forgot his safety strap.
Yeah, he forgot to strap him in, didn't he?
Yeah.
You would have thought that's fairly basic, on the checklist. You know, wings, wheels, passenger's got his safety harness on, In fact, that would be the top of the list, I would have thought. Apparently, I know this. Apparently, the chap, what was his name, Steve?
Steve, yes.
Apparently, he'd said he'd left his palm prints are embedded in the bar on that he was hanging from. And, I mean, he did hurt himself. I mean, he broke his ankle and something else in the landing, yeah. But he wants to do it again.
That's frightening.
Yeah. But presumably not with the same instructor.
No.
How embarrassing. Would you put that up as your social media?
No.
Fly with us, if you're lucky.
Yeah. Daredevils are us.
Yeah. Plus one, maybe. Anyway, okay, so at least he survived this
he
one.
He did.
And there's great footage of it, actually. Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently so. Now, we all know what it's like. You might have a few days off, and that first going back to work day.
Oh, goodness.
We've all done it. Now, imagine this in the aviation industry. Is it probably even worse? So imagine this. You have a pilot. Everybody thinks there were people in this plane. There weren't. There was just a crew of one man flying a light aircraft from Devonport in Tasmania to King Island, which is just off the coast of Tasmania. And he departed on time. This guy is an experienced pilot, completely fit to fly, no problems, and then he falls asleep and misses his destination by 29 miles.
We actually covered this story in the show, Paul Rice, because it's quite a staggering story.
I wasn't listening that day.
No, but I thought there was actually passengers in the plane, so that makes more sense, because I thought surely somebody would have noticed.
Yeah.
Who's the big guy snoring?
Yeah.
And how was it? Did he wake up on his own and think, oh my goodness, where am I? Or did somebody go,
Oi, wake up. G'day, wake up.
I don't know if he was going into a tailspin or not, but,
yeah,
you know.
Lucky.
Isn't he just? And he has, and the plane apparently continued on that day, doing all the runs it would normally do, and it was fine.
What, after he did this?
Yeah.
With him at the helm?
That I don't know, but presumably didn't say he wasn't, so.
Well, is he going to be disciplined, do you think?
Yes, I think they might just have a little word just to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, get an early night.
Well, I think that flight actually occurred at 6:20 in the morning.
Okay.
Time. So, you know, he...
That's right. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you are.
That always used to worry me if I was to become a train driver, because I used to find I fell asleep on buses and trains all the time. And I thought that really wouldn't work if I was actually a driver.
No, if you're driving, no.
No. Thankfully, I've never driven a train, so...
No, I've driven a simulator, but not a train.
Doesn't go far, though, does it?
No.
Well,
yes, there we are.
All good things come to an end, and ours so hasn't even started yet, but we've run out of time.
We have.
All things come to an end. And we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely, we would, yes. Anything at all, drop us an email, radio@rnib.org.uk.
Well, Mr. Paul Bryce.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.